The servant is not greater than his master. If they have persecuted me, they will also persecute you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Today's Gospel is our Lord's personal encouragement to his apostles, who will have to bear difficulties and death, but in reward will see the church to flourish. In our own situation, we draw great consolation that the condition of the existence of the church is such that she remains here on earth as long as she continues to give children to our Lord. The tribulations which the apostles and their successors suffered and do suffer in the forms of many tribulations are glorified in the continuous bearing of the fruit. In his exhortation to Timothy, St. Paul writes, "Carefully study to present thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth." St. Jude, by his Catholic epistle, has a special right to be regarded as one of our Lord's principal workmen. But he also had another nobility, because he was, by his father, the nephew of Saint Joseph, and thus the cousin of our Lord. Certainly, Saint Jude was loved by Jesus because of his kindred and relation, but much more was he loved by Jesus because of his contempt to the world and for his love of God and his suffering for his sake. After our Lord's ascension and the descent of the Holy Ghost, Saint Jude set out with other apostles and disciples to fight the powers of world and hell, might to say, to pull down the prince of darkness from his throne. This small army of disciples was armed only with the Holy Mass and the Word of God, but what mighty weapons they were. Saint Jude preached up and down in Judea and Samaria, and later he planted the Catholic faith in Libya. He returned from his missions to Jerusalem when his brother, Saint James, suffered martyrdom in the hands of the Jews and assisted at the election of the new bishop. Saint Jude wrote his epistle to all the churches of the East, particularly addressing himself to the Jewish converts, among whom he had principally labored. At the time of the writing of this epistle, the young Catholic Church suffered greatly from the heresies, different heresies called Simoniacs, Nicolaites, and Gnostics. The havoc which these heresies continued to make among souls stirred up the zeal of Saint Jude. He describes the heretics by many strong epithets. He calls them wandering meteors, which seem to blaze for a while, but which are set in eternal darkness. The source of their fall, he points out by saying that they are murmurers and walk after their own passions. For being enslaved to pride, envy, and other passions, and neglecting to crucify the desires of the flesh in their hearts, those who are teaching false doctrines are strangers to sincere humility. The apostle exhorts the faithful to treat those who were fallen to the snares of the heretics with tender compassion, making a difference between downright malice on the other hand and weakness on the other, and endeavoring by holy fear to save them by plucking them as brands out of the fire of vice and heresy, and hating the very garment that is spotted with iniquity. If we desire to inherit a share of those abundant and precious graces which God gives to those souls which He disposes to receive them, we must remember that God imparts them only to those workmen who sincerely study to die to themselves and to extinguish all attachments and affections out of their hearts. At the Last Supper, St. Jude asked Jesus why Jesus chose to manifest himself to the apostles and not to the world. Jesus answered that he only manifested himself to those souls who show him their fidelity by observing his commandments, and remember, as long as any worldly affection reigns in a soul, that soul is one of that world to which God cannot manifest himself or to give his love. This is the mystery which Christ unfolded to St. Jude. The world has not known Christ. Few can attain to the knowledge of God because few, very few, can banish away from their hearts their affection to creatures. So long as their hearts remain secretly chained to the world, they fall in some degree under its curse. And how few study perfectly to extinguish the spirit of the world in their hearts. Let us today remember this great saint, St. Jude, who was later gloriously martyred for preaching the faith, that through his intercession we might extinguish from our hearts all inclinations to indifference and self-love. Saint Simon and Jude, pray for us. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.